Blog Talk Radio.
For the first time, I opened the eyes of my soul. And behold, I saw you standing there. A vision of love never known until that second. For so many years, I wondered and waited on what love truly felt like. It seemed there was this missing element out of my world, so much so that it haunted me in my sleep at night. I'd wake up in cold sweats, and my heart would cringe to be blessed with a feeling that I started to believe did not really exist. And then you appeared, and every hidden desire and secret you knew, things I knew for sure I never hinted nor described to you. How could you know to kiss me there? Or how could you know just where to touch me? How to love me in that very way?
Hello, you're listening to Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Kimberly Sherrell, America's favorite Southern Belle. Thank you for joining me on this final segment for 2012 of Real Talk Radio. I am in a very somber mood today. Don't really know why. Maybe it's because it's a little bit of nostalgia going through the last segment of 2012. I'm so excited. I'm so thankful and humbled and blessed that you have joined me today on the air. Manswell Peterson, best-selling author. Cannot wait to talk to him. Cannot wait. For those of you who are just tuning in, please stay with us. This is an interview you do not want to miss. As many of you have heard, I'm sure most of you have, the headline this week is unfortunately a very serious one. I normally talk about silly things and touch around a little bit of seriousness, but considering the tragedy that happened just under a week ago, I feel that I don't really know how to feel about the innocent lives of 5 and 6 year olds being taken in Newtown, Connecticut. Those of you who have not heard, I'm not exactly sure why you haven't, but 5 and 6 year olds were murdered last week in Newtown, Connecticut. And it seems as though the world is sort of coming together to mourn those that we've lost, including the 6 adults and the shooter. Information is still pouring in about what exactly happened. You've seen the children's faces all over, different stories of teachers and whatnot have come down since then. Every day there seems to be a new development. There's a new face. There are sad parents everywhere, and as most of you who have children have probably done, hug your children a little bit tighter each night. I know I have. It's definitely a tragedy, and I am continuing to pray for the families of those who were affected, not just those who lost their children, but those whose children survived and the guilt that comes with that, the grandparents, the administrators who lost other teachers and friends. There are so many lives that are connected to this tragedy, you really cannot keep count. But I ask all of my listeners to please just each day say a prayer of peace and strength for every family that is connected to it, and say some thankfulness that you were not a part of this tragedy directly. One of the victims has apparently written a letter to Obama asking for more gun control. That is definitely something that needs to be brought to the attention of the world. I read a headline over the weekend that talked about one man took a bomb in his shoe to the airport. And since that one incident, we've all had to take our shoes off as we go through security at an airport. But since Columbine, there have been 31 school shootings. 31. That's a lot of shootings to happen in schools where children should feel safe. And so it is definitely a cry out that we need to have stricter gun control. We need to pay more attention to our friends and family members and the signs that they show us that they need some type of help. And we need to do a better job of protecting our children at school. So I'm definitely looking forward to some of the policy changes that will come down. Another headline to highlight tonight, which I don't know, many people taking it very seriously. I am not one of those people. But apparently the world won't end tomorrow, or maybe it's midnight tonight. Not really exactly sure what time the Mayans' prediction is on. If it's East Coast, you know, Pacific, I don't really know. But apparently the world is ending tomorrow, and I am definitely a Christian, a Bible reader, so I'm not really entertaining it, but a little bit of comedy about this prediction. I think perhaps the Mayans should have paid a little bit more attention to health regulations versus their calendar and their prediction of when the world would end, and maybe more of them would still be around. Mayans would sacrifice people in honor of the gods to ask for, you know, rain and you know, all those sorts of things. They would sacrifice people. And those bodies would be tossed into their drinking water. I don't think that was the best idea that they had, but who am I to judge? Maybe it worked out for them, a little bloody water. I don't really know. But those of you who come on into 2013 with me, I will definitely be looking forward to talking to you. I have an amazing series coming up in February. I cannot wait. Fierce Females, and it is all about women doing big things, not just on their job, but in their community, big things in arts, music, cannot wait. And I still have two slots available because I want all of you to recommend someone that you feel is a fierce female and should be highlighted on the show. Of course, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. You can also fill out the contact us form on my website, Sherelle.com, and feel free to send me an email, KimberlySherelle@yahoo.com. Now, those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio, your host, Kay Sherelle, and we're about to take a quick commercial break, and when we do, we'll be on the air with none other than best-selling author Manswell Peterson. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Wet Whispers is book two in the book poetry series by poetess Kimberly Sherelle. Wet Whispers is about being honest about your emotions and speaking up. Too often in life, we allow others to mute our unique voice and speak for us. A mute individual will never be a truly happy individual. Wet Whispers is a book of hope. Hope that regardless of the situation, if you start being emotionally honest with yourself and others, your situation can change. However, in order for this positive change you seek to take place, you must be heard. This is what Wet Whispers is all about, being heard. Start your journey today. Purchase a copy of Wet Whispers. Wet Whispers is available on Amazon.com and SherelleInc.com. That's SHERRELLEINK.com. Book one of this series is also available.
Come talk about you, come talk about me, come talk about I, come talk about we, come talk about she, come talk about they, come talk about D, come talk about way, come talk about you, come talk about me, come talk about I, come talk about we, come talk about she, come talk about they, come talk about D, come talk about way.
I'm talking about you, and I'm talking about me, and I'm talking about sway, I'm talking about this, and I'm talking about her. know she bad.
Either when I make a dance, just play her song. Sure they gon' go hard.
They talking about bands, but I can't you though.
Why?
Man, the stress too long.
Instant in court.
When I call my team, and another guy like me.
Try to still be sexy, but I beat your ass.
Tati Hadi Ali.
I'm talking about real, cause I don't like fake, and I don't like games.
What about the stupid fuck of the missile? Cause that's always under the cover. Main reason why I don't play games.
I got it on lock, like a double pump shot. What about the double of the glide? I talk about the slide, cause that's where I'm from. And I'm never gonna lie, like all the time. When she call my phone, I can't ignore. Cause I'm about to record, go ahead and resource. Stay sky high, these bang with a bang, but they don't reach out. Who's that peeking through my spot? Spot, click that bang, nobody now.
All right. Thank you for staying tuned with me to Real Talk Radio with your host, Kay Sherrell, and on the air with me live in a matter of seconds, none other than best-selling author Manswell Peterson. Sorry that break was a little bit long. I had to sort of play a little tune to sort of hype up the mood, to sort of hype up this interview, get everybody jumping and bumping and ready to talk to none other than best-selling author Manswell Peterson. Hello.
Yo, 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 what's going on with you tonight? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great getting over this cold, but, hey, it's the holiday time of the year. I feel great. Everything is wonderful. Trust me, life is beautiful. I can't complain about nothing.
Amen to that. I am definitely with you. Life is beautiful. Life is great. So, I was a little bit somber in the beginning because it was a very serious topic. It wasn't exactly appropriate, but I was like, as soon as I got to play my little song a little bit, bounce a little bit, get ready, because you're pretty hyped most of the time. So, I had to make sure that my energy level was up there to match you.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. I tell all my readers, and I'll call some of them sometimes, and I'm probably hyped about 18 hours a day. So the first 2 hours I go to sleep, I'm still hyped because the adrenaline is always flowing. I'm always looking for a new creative idea to get out there. I'm always looking for that new book that I'm about to spin out there. And trust me, 2013 is going to be crazy. So I'm glad that the minds were wrong. But everybody that thinks the world's going to end tonight, drop by my crib, drop your money off. I only want cash. No credit cards, no checks. Drop your cash off to me because I'm telling you, I'm going to go into 2013 hyped. It's going to be full of stuff. I got about 7 or 8 new books that are going to hit the market. And when I tell you now, everybody's going crazy. It's wonderful. I'm appreciating all the love that I'm getting from all of the fans, but also from my fellow authors as well. So it's pretty cool for me.
Love it. I love it. I love the energy level. And yes, the Mayans were wrong. Like I said, they couldn't figure out not to put dead bodies in their water. I don't really think, Jesus came down and was like, hey, put this on your calendar. You won't be around.
See, if the Mayans came to me and said, okay, Manswell, this is what we got to do. We got to sacrifice you for some rank. I'm going to tell them, okay, give me 1 second. Let me go back over here, and y'all can sacrifice me all day long, and I'm going to be running due east, and they're going to be waiting for me to come back so they won't have no rank for a long time to come.
That's what I'm talking about, 100%. So everyone that is not as familiar with you as I am, because I've been following you for a few months now, just sort of let everyone know who you are and the different books that you've written.
Okay, my name is Manswell Peterson. I've been in the game since about 2000, actually. From 2000 to 2007, I did a ton of ghostwriting, but I was actually focusing on, some education at the same time, so I was dealing with some personal issues, so I decided to do some ghostwriting, help me pay some bills, and 2007 I came out, I released my first, short story, One Last Cry. And when I tell you that thing took off, the market was just crazy. I was in DeKalb County, which is in the Atlanta area, and I was selling copy after copy after copy. I would go back and reprint and sell those copies. So I know what it's like to hustle on the street corner. I know what it's like to be out there knowing, okay, I got to sell, 200 books to pay this bill. I got to sell another 50 books to pay this bill. And after One Last Cry, I came out with my dating book because I was still single at the time. And the weird thing about it was I used to have women all the time coming at me, why did this guy do that? Why did this guy do that? So when I dropped Am I a Priority in Life or an Option, which was my dating book, that received so much mad love, and that actually boosted me even more on the scene because I put it out there, and it was real for everybody. And so I know since that time, that's when the Kindle and everything else has really popped out. So next year I'm going to re-release that book because everybody's talking about who's already read it, and we stopped everybody from selling it right now. So the only thing you can do is get a used copy. But I'm going to re-release it for Kindle, and my promise I made to my fans a long time ago for their loyal support that my stuff would never be above $2.99, even if I just got to create my own publishing company, because I don't want you having to pay $4 or $5 for an e-book. And so now next year I'm going to re-release that. I got Am I Prattling Life for an option. I got a hot series out right now called One Last Cry. It's a full series. The first book is out. One Last Cry Revisited, and the fans are going crazy. The last 30 pages will have you just, it'll have you mesmerized. Everybody's waiting, you know, for late January for the second installment of that one to come out. You know, I'm going to re-release my Dark Chocolate book, which was my other side. And that's where I wrote the erotic side of stuff at. And, you know, I started the real craze of the Cougar Club stuff, you know, well, back in MySpace days when I was actually Dark Chocolate. Everybody swooping down, okay, that's a female writing. That's a female writing. No guy can ever write to us like that. Nobody knew my identity for, I would say, at least 12 months. For a full year, we had everybody fooled. Everybody thought I was a female. The way I was writing the short stories, it was touching females in the ways that, you know, only female writers can do that. And so I told them on the last day when I was going to leave, I said, I'm going to reveal who I am. And I posted a picture of myself up there. And I told them, I said, I'm going over to Facebook now. You guys can follow me if you want to. And believe it or not, sure, every last one of those fans followed me over there. And now they're dying to get it back on Kindle. And I promised them in 2013, I'm going to re-release that stuff as well. So it's just a lot of stuff that people, back, like I said, when you talk about Black Panther and MySpace, those are the old days. So my fans have been with me since then, and they've been rocking with me ever since then. And I appreciate every last one of them. And I love all of them, even the new ones. I love them all with all my heart.
That is wonderful. Yeah, I'm definitely with you on that, because in this industry, support is everything. For someone, to, you know, to be supportive, to buy a book, you know, to give you a review, to continue to follow your work, that's really big in this industry, because that is definitely what keeps the career going. That's what keeps, you know, the creativity flowing for some. So that is wonderful. I commend your fans. And you talked about MySpace. Oh, my goodness. That was a minute ago. That's like it, but it was. I went on MySpace about 3 months ago just to see if I could still log in. There was no one there. It was like tumbleweed rolling across the screen. I was,
man,
like, wow. Like,
MySpace,
who is this?
Cobwebs on it now, man. It's dead over there.
Yeah, it is.
Dead over there. But it was hype. When it was hype, man. It was hype. I mean, my blog on MySpace was so hot. It was crazy. I would release my stuff on a Monday morning. And I think that's how I got a lot of the fans, because I used to tell them all the time, instead of ending the week great, let's kick off the week great. And so I would actually release a new blog post every single Monday morning, and I had people just waiting. And when I posted it, it was so funny. You would see all kind of comments just popping up there, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. And like I said, the love that they've shown me from those days, you know, even back, like I said, the Dark Chapter days, to coming over from MySpace to Tag, now we're on Facebook. You know, it's amazing, but that fan loyalty is what you have to build. So that's what I tell new people when they come into this game. They're like, well, how do you get so many people? And I tell them all the time, be honest, be upfront, but you got to be just as loyal to your fans as they are to you. Don't try to be somebody else. Be who you are. And so I remember, you know, a story that, you know, I heard back in the day, and they told me, they said, you know, you write some of the best short stuff we've seen in a long time. So, see, I never really put myself out there to say, okay, I got to have a 300-page book. And that's when people make mistakes. They say, okay, you got to do A, B, C, D, and E to be successful. No, you got to be you to be successful. Don't try to be, I can't be Elin Harris. I can't be James Patterson. All I can be is Mansfield Peterson. My fans love it. I pick up new fans all the time. Every now and then I'll get somebody to say, well, it wasn't this or it wasn't that. And I tell them all the time, everybody doesn't go to Burger King, do they? If everybody went to Burger King, McDonald's and Wendy's and Dairy Queen would all be out of business. So what I write is not for everybody, but the people that love it, they love it. And that's what these new people got to be. These new cats that are coming to this game, you got to be loyal to yourself and to your fan base. Don't try to be somebody else.
100%. That's it, because I tell people all the time, I'm the best at being me. You be the best at being you. You know, there's no sense in trying to swap places because I'm not going to be as good at being you as you would be, you know, at doing it yourself. So I love that. So let me ask you this. You know, you've been writing for a while. What motivates your story?
Believe it or not, everything that motivates my story, and this is so weird. And I was just talking to, you know, to my wife the other day about this. Music inspires my stories. That's why if you notice, like One Last Cry, that Brian McKnight song stuck with me. Tracks of My Tears when I talk about my personal life. Now, It Is What It Is is one of those stories that just, that saying just caught me, but music actually inspires a story for me. I can be listening to something right now, and it's all of a sudden it hits me, and that new Keisha Cole hit right now. Oh, man, I got a story, and I'm pumping out for that joker right there, and that's what inspires me. I hear a song, and then what I do is I match that song with about 8 or 9 different songs. I get about 5 or 6 bags of sunflower seeds, and I'm going to work. I'm going to work for them. Trust me, my whole thing is to make you mad. I want to make you cry. I want to make you laugh. I want to make you get so emotionally twisted when I write something. I want you to knock on my door and say, you wrong for that, and just walk away.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So what would you consider to be your greatest accomplishment?
Believe it or not, my greatest accomplishment is actually the woman that I married right now. You're talking about support. You're talking about and here's the weird thing. I tell you all the time, be real. Now, she gets on my nerves. I get on her nerves. Now, I get on her nerves more than she gets on my nerves, but that's my greatest accomplishment because I got these beautiful boys here, you know, and I tell people all the time, if you don't have a support base at home, you don't have anything. So that is my truest rate, not my education, not the book sales, not the trucks, not the cars, not anything. It's the woman that I met who actually supports me, and that means more because when she looks at me and she smiles, everything else in the world can fade away.
I love that. That is so beautiful. I hope she is listening to this interview and is smiling from ear to ear right now. I love that. At the end of the day, family is all that we have. You can lose every material possession in the world. People can take back every accolade that they've ever given you, but the loss of family is a choice, you know, beyond death. Loss of family is a choice, and I love that you consider her hand in marriage to be your greatest accomplishment, and I commend her for being so supportive. There are so many people that aren't able to support things that they can't really see in the end how it is going to be successful. And that's where love and faith in the person that you have chosen comes into play. And I love that. My husband is extremely supportive of everything that I write and do, stuff that I hate, he loves. He's like, no, it's great. You're brilliant. And I love that. So I definitely can feel you on that, and I love that. That should be a story. Yes. That should be one of those novels.
Believe it or not, and I got one actually in 2013. It's based upon something like that. It's called The Mustard Seed. That book is actually about 75% of the way done. And I tell people, I write a lot of romance, drama, thriller, mystery stuff, but I bring them some real stuff. And when you look at The Mustard Seed, it talks about, you know, the faith and how your family can be twisted at times and challenged, but you have to go back to the original root of what brought you together. And I tell them all the time, it's laughter. It's that one moment in love when you laugh at that silly thing that he or she did, that's when they got in your heart. It's not the flowers. It's not the candy. It's not the dates. It's that one moment that you just laugh like, this fool is silly. And that's when you got into someone's heart, because that's when you actually make them do that. So for me as a romance writer, even though I write all this other stuff, I need to tingle your heart. I need to find that one way to get in your heart and make you go, oh, man. And I did that really with one of my characters in One Last Cry, and that's why I got the fans in such an uproar right now. Because in love, you can have so much, and all it takes is a split second to take it away, and that's why you have to cherish it. Not every day, every second. That's what you have to do.
Exactly, 100%. Those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Real Talk Radio, and I've had the pleasure of talking with best-selling author Manswell Peterson for the past few moments, and our time is quickly leaving us. And again, that makes me sad, but I'm going to definitely cherish the time that we have left. So, Manswell, my final question to you is, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done for Manswell Peterson on this earth, what would you like to be remembered as? What would you like for your legacy to be?
Even though I'm stepping into this new chapter of doing movies now, I'm excited about that. My thing, the one thing I want everybody to know is that he had a heart. He had a heart and he cared about everybody, because I can go on to win, 15 Oscars for different movies or TV shows, Academy Awards. I can go on to write another 25, 30 books. But I want the fans to know that, hey, he loved us as much as we love him. That's the one thing that matters to me the most, because you got so many people out there, and I'm not trashing nobody. But what I try to tell people all the time is, if your fan takes 20 seconds out to send you a quick note on Facebook, then you need to take 20 seconds out and respond to that and not feel like you're so high above anybody else that you can't respond. So that's my thing. I want them to know that, hey, this guy right here loved us. You got to check out this. But the love that he had, I emailed him. He emailed me back. Sometimes he would even call us and talk to us. And that's what I want everybody to remember.
Those are the things that are appreciated, and that's how you keep your fans, because some people, they reach a certain status, so they think, and they're above their fans, but they fail to realize that without people watching your movies, buying your music, reading your books, you wouldn't be where you are, to the point, so you have to definitely stay humble and always be full of love for your fans and give back every opportunity that you can, and I love that you do that. I know that your career would definitely continue to just skyrocket, because you do treat your fans like they're all number one in your career, and that's great.
Yeah, and you always have to pay it forward. You got some great new talent out there. You got J.W. Smith. You got Black Cop. These are guys, and you find these people on my page. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see them posting on my page. Even the icon Treasure Blue, he's back and forth on my page, and we all talk. But these are two new guys out here. You got Trey Ferguson. She has a wonderful book out there. These are new people that they're going to see on my page. And see, it's not just about me. I believe in exploring my fans and exposing them to the new people as well, because it does me no good to say only buy my stuff. No. You look at Trey Ferguson, you look at a J.W. Smith, you look at Black Top, and Treasure has a new book come out in February. I don't need to promote Treasure Blue, but I do, because these are people that I keep it real with. These are people that that are coming out that got great new stuff, and as long as you pay it forward, man, trust me, everything in life is going to be wonderful.
Definitely, and, it's funny that you said that. Just had a conversation with a young lady that I'm on to spotlight in 2013 for some of her business ventures that she's into, give her a chance to expose herself a little bit more. And I told her, she was so thankful about the interview and all. And I told her, I said, that's what this show is about. The show is not about me. I love radio. It's my opportunity to sort of give someone else a platform to speak on, to talk about things that are important to them and things that they're doing. Because the blessings God has for me, they're for me. So I don't have to worry about anybody taking them. God put my name on it. They're coming to me one way or another. So paying it forward is a great thing. Giving is like the best gift that you can give to yourself, because it makes you a better person. I love that. Paying it forward is a big thing. I've been all about paying it forward forever. With everything in my career, it's all about giving someone else a chance. All of those authors that you just named, you give them my name, and if any of them are interested in coming on the show, they're more than welcome. I'm definitely looking for another female author for that series in February, Fierce Female. So anyone that you talk to, if they're interested, they're all welcome to come on the show at some point. They just send me a message.
I will let them all know. Trust me, I'll let them all know. But I thank you for having me on the show as well, because it's humbling to me that, I get the chance to even talk to other people and get a chance to talk to yourself as well.
Well, I'm so thankful that you agreed to come on the show, and our time is leaving us. But before the show ends, I would like for you to tell everyone listening where they can find out more information on you and purchase a copy of your book.
They can find me on Facebook. That's the main spot. Trust me, I'm on Facebook all day long. That's Manswell T. Peterson. It's M-A-N-S-W-E-L-L, the middle initial T, Peterson with an O. My fan page is Manswell Peterson. Trust me, you'll see me posting back and forth. So if you find one page, you'll find the other page. All of my stuff, believe it or not, I just signed an exclusive deal with Amazon. So you're going to find all my stuff on Amazon. Some of the older stuff is still on Barnes & Noble, but everything from here on out will be on Amazon. You can go to Amazon.com, pull my name up. All this stuff is there. You'll get a chance to see what other people are saying about the books. And I appreciate you guys. I love you in advance.
Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a very happy and blessed New Year. I can't wait to see what new things are coming from you in 2013.
All right, thank you, too. You have a Merry Christmas. Tell everybody I said hi.
I definitely will do. Those of you who are still listening, this is Real Talk Radio, the final episode for 2012. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you all so dearly. Please join me in January 2013 when we kick back off Real Talk Radio towards the end of the month. Stay tuned to Facebook, Twitter, and definitely on my website, Sherelle.com, for more information on all of the series that are coming up. Right now, I want to take you out with something equally as hype as talking about. This is Accelerated by Drew and Bishop out of Southwest Georgia. I love you all. Be blessed.
Green high. No one else to go. Gotta get to the top. All we know is go. Never gonna see a stop. I'm doing my thing. Switching my lane. Put on the gas. Accelerator. No one else to go. Gotta get to the top. All we know is go. Never gonna see a stop. Wait for the cue, wait, hold position. This a victory lap, we in pole position. Retire after this race, I got no intentions. Make a run at the crown, you in no position. You left behind, I'm a mastermind. How you craft your rhyme can't be compared to mine. We in cruise control, you needle and red. We got the game sold up, needle and thread. Competition is none, just when you ship in the second. We crossing the finish line, the ref is waving the ticket. Flag on him, I promise to put my swag on it. Any track I'm on, I swear I'm gonna show my on it. Stag on it, they hoping to crash on it. When they throw curves in my lane, I mash on it. They liking me too, Michael Schumacher throwing a couple of nitrogen boosts and slow like nitrogen do. We never gonna stop, you'll never be ish. Even at the pinnacle, I'm like I can settle for this. Never use my arrogance, that's that veteran ish coming out of me and fist. We never gonna quit.
No one else to go.